Welcome to the show, everyone. This week, we're talking all about anime versus manga, filler episodes, the exclusion of content, and anime standalone films. This is the Party Up Podcast.
Transmission.
Oh.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning into this week's brand new edition of the Party Up Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Eric Bigmosh, and with me, as always, Mr. John Donadio, some beardy to love. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, my dude?
Nothing much. Also with us, Mr. Jordan 707 TV. What's going on, baby?
Remember, guys, everybody technically is a murderer in the world because you all have a twin that you killed in the womb when you were born. So that is a thing that happened. Physiologically speaking.
What are the stats on that? Do you know the stats on this?
Shut up. What are you fucking talking about?
Oh, that's right. That's right. According to our last episode, you hate math. I forgot.
Listen, you bitches. I love that I listened to that over again the other morning. And I was just like, oh, they really didn't understand what the fuck I was saying. Like...
Margaritas! I don't know much about statistics and math, but I can tell you something right now. One margarita plus six more margaritas equals fun time, Jordan.
It was super fun, and then I got real tired.
Then I got real sleepy. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad that Jordan is sober for this one.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because this week we're going to dive into some stuff going on in the animated world, talk a little bit about anime. So I'm stoked on that. To all the listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another brand new episode. If this by any chance is the first time you're checking us out, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Let's get the official stuff out of the way for those returning and those new to us. Make sure you find us on all social media. Go ahead and talk with us directly via Twitter at Party Up Tweets. You can catch us on Instagram at the Party Up Podcast. And of course, you can go ahead and find us on Facebook by searching Party Up Podcast. Drop a like on the page, join our public group, be part of the discussion. And as of late, you can also catch us on YouTube by searching up the Party Up Podcast. You can go ahead and add us on the other social media and find all the links there. A lot of bonus material goes on to our YouTube stuff, so anything you may not hear from the show gets exclusively put on the YouTube. We also go ahead and put up our streams that you may have missed, but in order to stay up to date with those and catch the live shows, make sure you find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/partyuppodcast. We are just coming off our second episode of John's new baby to us, Dungeons and Sandwiches, and another riveting adventure. The sandwiches were great, the adventure was greater. And so make sure you guys go ahead and share all of that stuff, join us on all the social media stuff, and of course share the main show here. That is the best way to support us here on the podcast, is by spreading word and getting all your friends involved. So, all right, now with all that out of the way, let's get into everybody's week. Jordan, how is recovering from Margaritaville, and how has your week been?
It was pretty chill. I haven't had like a good hangover in like a few years, actually. I just went to work and I was like, shit, I forgot I even drank the other night on the show. Like, shit was cool.
Oh man, that's right. I gotta remember that you are slightly younger than me and John, so you still have that regenerative property with your body. After the age of 30, you pretty much die if you sneeze too hard. So, yeah,
that's nice to know.
Get ready.
That's cool. I almost thought that I had like a gray hair like a week or two ago, and I actually had a tear. don't know if I shared this with you guys. I shed a tear. I was like, what the fuck? But it was like lint or something. And I was like, thank God I'm still beautiful. Like it was fucked. Thank I was not ready to face mortality. Like
coming from someone who has a healthy bit of salt and pepper going on. Yeah. Fucking awesome looking. So you can go fuck yourself with your no gray hair.
I just wasn't ready. I'm not saying like I have a thing against it. I just wasn't prepared personally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a look, man. If you can pull it off, you can, you know, end up looking really, really good.
Derek, do you have grays yet?
Yeah, I got a few through my long, luxurious locks. I have a few. They act as highlights right now. Nice. but not too many. The only reason why I would get more grays is my children, my dog, or you guys. So that's pretty much the only things that are really stressing me out as of late. I mean, my week's been pretty chill, honestly. Just getting a lot of stuff done for the podcast, putting stuff on the YouTube, doing a lot of editing, taking care of some stuff at home, still looking to put stuff together for the warmer weather, and really nothing too exciting. My wife's been working a lot. She's kind of become the breadwinner of the household, which I'm completely fine with because me being a stay-at-home dad is like the next best thing for me. But yeah, it's been cool. The kids have been on spring break, so they've been hanging out. Really nothing too eventful on my part. So, you know, just catching up on a couple of shows, which we'll get into in a little bit. But John, what about you, man? I know last week you mentioned how there was some positive things happening in your life. Any news, any developments? How's your week been?
Things have been good. No immediate updates yet. Okay. We're still planning on some stuff, still working, but as soon as I can, I will announce something. We'll see what happens. But my week was good. Otherwise, I got my first COVID shot.
That should be it.
Before you continue, I don't know. I might even still be drunk right now. I don't know what the fuck. When John said I had my first, I thought you were going to say pube.
What?
I don't fucking know.
Why did your brain immediately go to his fucking
boys? I don't know. I don't know, but I had to share it with all of you because I love you so much.
Well, I mean, all right.
I just thought it would have been funny recounting his week and he was like, I have pubes. It was very interesting. I'm a man.
The first time.
I'm mid-30s, and I'm experiencing puberty for the first time, guys. It's been an amazing week.
Well, it's wild. I've grown several inches.
Jesus. All right. Well, now that we know what's on Jordan's mind, let's get into some anime talk. So as I said, spent most of the week really not doing much, which was great because I did manage to go ahead and get up to date with two of my favorite animes as of late. I'm all caught up on Attack on Titan, which I can't wait to see the rest of this season.
Yeah, I mean, I heard good things. I'm only on season 3. I had fallen off for a bit, and I knew season 4 had dropped, and I was like, I'll just wait till it's all out. And now that it is, I'll try and catch up.
Yeah, dude.
Although I don't remember a lot, so I have to go back and like watch it.
Yeah, that was my whole deal too. When season 4 came out, I was just like, "Fuck, I don't remember what happened." It was such a long gap.
It feels like it's been so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But once you catch up, man, and when it starts rolling, oh my god, I cannot wait to see where everything goes. I'm so hyped on this. This show has been like, it's hands down become one of my favorite animes like ever. Like the way that the story develops, the character development, everything, the way that you, at least for me personally, are invested in like what's going on and the characters and their stories and their lives and the way that the world was working for them in Attack on Titan. It is just so many layers of beautiful writing, and the art's great. So I'm really excited to see where it goes. Jordan, have you seen any Attack on Titan?
The thing is, I'm super not caught up with it only because I fell off, and then I forgot so much of what I had already seen that I just had to start from the beginning of season two all over again.
Ooh,
okay. So a few episodes in. Yeah, I just went back just myself. It's all on Hulu. I could pick it up whenever I have time or whatever. Yeah. So, but I'm still enjoying it exactly the same as I did before when I saw it the first time. So now I'm super hyped because everybody and their mother is talking about, you know, where the show has gone and how it's ending. And that's really exciting. I'm very much hyped.
Yeah, you're definitely in for a treat, man. I can't wait for you to get all caught up and then really, really be able to see where everything's going, man. But see, that's really funny that all of us seem to have that same problem, and it not just happening with Attack on Titan, but like just animes in general. Because normally what'll happen is they'll obviously the animes for the most part are based off the manga, the print
manga,
the printed you know, comic stories, everything, illustrations, and then they go ahead and transition that into the animations, and then of course you have your subtitled version, so they're originally in Japanese, and then typically after a while of the season being out, or maybe like mid-season, they'll start to come out with the English dub, so they gotta wait on that. And then by the time that first season or the current season is done, there's like gaps, there's months and months of just nothing, while the manga continues to progress. Yeah, sometimes years, absolutely. And that has to be my biggest pet peeve when it comes to anime, is these gaps. Like, yes, obviously I know someone out there, just read the manga, bro, like, come on, just, you want to keep up to date, read the, listen, the point of me watching the anime is because I don't want to read. Like, I'm a lazy piece of shit, I don't want to read.
I cannot agree with you on that. You know me, the book was better than audio, you know what I mean? Like, I read manga because, one, I want to be kept up to date on some of my favorites, and two, like, what manga does that anime doesn't is it gets rid of all the shitty filler, most of it. You know what I mean? Like, all of the, like, to make a series longer, they have to add all this bullshit that's not in the manga. They just add it. So, like, I can speed through, like, I just finished Naruto, which I couldn't do watching it. I finished all of Naruto, you know what I mean? Like, because it was easier. And it was like, I read it and I felt all of the emotions, and like, the fights were just as good. Like, I enjoy the book, you know? I enjoy to see where the artwork came from. So,
yeah, I feel like that's usually because the TV industry is obviously so much different than like the industry that just prints manga out.
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, with the manga, it's more focused on you following a story and its characters and everything like that and getting you where you need to go, whereas the television industry will give a shit much less based on the fact that, you know, let's just add, you know, we're syndicated for more episodes of Naruto than there actually are in the manga, so let's make some bullshit fucking filler episodes about how they're picking flowers, even though this is a show about ninjas. Like, it's kind of like, it always goes back to like the industry and like how lecherous they kind of are in that. Yeah, so I get where you're coming from, because like the manga.
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong, I like filler sometimes. Like, sometimes it works out really well, but for the most part, it can almost like be the death of an anime.
It can be detrimental. Like,
at least while you're watching it, because like, if you're watching episode, you know, week to week or whatever, the last thing you want to watch is filler.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, and you know,
if a whole series is out, DBZ. It doesn't really like it doesn't really matter, like, once a whole series is out, because then you can pick and choose, like, oh, this is a filler episode, I'm gonna fast forward. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and a perfect example of that, and I'm sorry, but I'm going back into the Avatar fanboy mode real quick, but you know, a filler, what is to considered to be a filler episode of Avatar is when Sokka becomes a swordmaster.
And really,
like, that is, yeah, they consider that a filler episode because it doesn't have a big semblance on the plot itself, other than he gets a new weapon that he utilizes. But that could have been a thing that could have been like an unexplained, like, oh, Sokka uses a sword now. Like, it could have.
But right.
He always had that bone thing, you know?
Yeah, he had the bone club and then the boomerang, obviously. And
right.
But with that, it's considered a filler episode, but it's like an actually good one. Because like it's something that focused on character growth and development with a character that doesn't have the abilities of the other characters in this universe.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, you know, let's make an episode about ninjas picking flowers. And it's like, fucking really?
I absolutely agree. I would never have considered that episode as like filler, because I felt it helped you understand his character more, watch his development and his growth. So yeah, I can see how like filler can be utilized as something like that. I definitely agree that filler that's useless nonsense like can probably be cut, but it really depends on the show.
One of my favorite, and like, look, I don't care what you say about Dragon Ball Super or whatever people think about it, but one of my favorite filler episodes of all time came from that show. It's the baseball deathmatch thing, like the whole baseball episode.
That was an entertaining episode. Yeah, absolutely.
That one was so good. Like, I know DBZ has, like, you know, and, like, the whole Dragon Ball series has a real big issue. Like, you know, their filler is so boring. But that was, like, one that, to me, was one of the funniest ones that they could have ever come up with.
Does DBZ have a lot of filler like that? Or does it just take them a long time to get to the fucking point in their mainline episodes?
A little of both.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying, because I felt like when it comes to, like, actual filler, which is, like, full-on episodes about fucking nothing, I feel like Naruto has the fucking monopoly on that, whereas Dragon Ball Z, it sticks to the main plot, but it takes Goku 3 episodes to throw the spirit bomb at first.
Right, but they will throw in like a fishing episode or this, you know, like they always do something, like they always, you know, like they always have to like add, you know, some kind of weird, you know, episode for whatever reason.
Like a B plot or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Not as in like B plot like the B movie, just a B plot like something that is in the main story. just to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about.
Goku flies up to Chi Chi and he's like, "You like jazz?"
Show me the smoking gun.
Going to take that from the white man? I got to hear Jerry Seinfeld as a bee say that in a courtroom. Like, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen since Shrek.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, I can agree, you know, filler is sometimes good, sometimes it's just boring nonsense. I can understand your viewpoint with the manga being a little more to the point and everything like that, but see, that's the thing, like, I don't know, I feel like for anime specifically, like, yeah, I can definitely see why people appreciate the manga and everything like that, but like there's certain ones that, like, with certain fight scenes and certain events that are happening in the story, like, I want to see that on a screen. I want to see that played out. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that amplifies.
But that's also, like, the best part and what makes anime so much better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when you read the manga, you get to see these fights, right? You're reading through and you're watching, looking at all the old pictures and all the fight scenes and stuff, like, and, like, you get so pumped just from that, where you're like, I cannot wait to see this animated. You know what I mean? When you do see it, it's like twice as good, because it's like you're already a fan of this fight and this is the one you've been waiting for. You know what I mean? Like I get a lot of that now with My Hero. Like, I'm caught up in the manga for My Hero and I love it. It's so crazy and I cannot wait for everyone to see what's coming to happen, but like also I can't wait for things to, you know what I mean, like I'm so pumped from reading it that I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to see this animated.
Doesn't that also like piss you off a little bit on how like you are so ahead of everybody else? Like, I know, like, when not I really see something and nobody else has yet, and like I can't discuss that or anything like that, like, yeah, it's entertaining in the moment, but nothing frustrates me more than something I'm excited about and I want to show like you guys but you haven't seen yet.
Oh, I mean, I think a little bit, I guess, then, like, because I can't talk about it with people, but the people that I do know that read it, I have people I can talk to about it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, but when you guys like make guesses and stuff, and I'm just like, I can't say anything.
I see that.
Well, actually, I'm glad that you talk about now about reading a manga and getting ahead and knowing more, because I know one of the other shows that I've been watching as of late and like have finished season two now. We actually did a review of the first season of the show, was The Promised Neverland. And
Yeah.
We watched that the whole first season. We did a review of it. We loved it. We loved everything about it. And then they finally announced the season two and I was hyped. So I was like, awesome. Let me watch this through. And I watched it. Now, at this point, I need answers. I have questions. I need answers. So I apologize if this spoils it for anyone. And I'm just going to let you know right now, John, one of us is going to be spoiled. It's either you or it's going to be me. And I'm being me, because I need to find out what's going on. Because here's the thing. The gaps in anime are definitely a pet peeve of mine. Useless right. filler, definitely another one. The third thing on my list is going to be when you have an anime that's good that has this weird kind of abrupt ending to it. And I don't know if there's more, if there's a season three that's supposed to be planned out. I have questions that I need answers to. So I'm hoping that you can go ahead and provide me with some. So So season two basically starts when they just escape the shelter, the Minerva shelter, and those two demons end up helping them get to their next destination. And I believe season two starts and you find out that they've taken refuge in like a whole new like shelter area. They're not too far off from a demon town.
That's where it starts. So it starts at the shelter?
It starts at where they're already kind of established. Oh, they're at a temple. They're an old rundown temple. That's where they are. That's where they've taken up home base. And they still have the radio and stuff like that. And they're in the city. They're close enough to the city, so they're like in between. So they can still go hunt in the forest. They can still go in to the town and stuff like that. And then as the story progresses, Norman's involved. Then they have the whole thing in the town happen. And I believe that it progresses to the point where they manage to befriend demons after the plan for the town happens. And then they go ahead and they basically go back to the Gracefield farm. They go back to the original farm where they're from to go rescue the children. And they find out news that there is a portal to the human realm at that farm. So they basically execute a plan to go through the portal, and they go ahead and they do so. And the story development and everything like that to lead to these events and execute these events were fantastic. The story was great. But my problem is with the ending, because they manage to execute their plans, get to the human portal, and enter the human world. And then that's it. So is that the end of it? Is that all that happens? Or is there something post farm that I'm missing?
I'm not even going to lie. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Where are you in the manga?
No, maybe I just didn't get there. Because I remember the last thing I remember was they were in the shelter and they were with that human guy that they found at the shelter with the library.
Human guy with the library.
There was like an underground shelter that they crossed that they ended up having to leave with him, and he like had a gun, and they like kept the kids at like gunpoint for a little bit, and then he was like just gonna like kill them all off, and then he didn't, and then he took them across the forest.
What? I don't even remember.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Is the anime and the manga different?
I have no idea. Unless I just don't recall. No, because when they were in the forest, Somebody with a gun. No, I don't know. They met two demons in the forest.
There was the first part when they first escaped from the farm, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They meet those two demons that helped them across to wherever they went. Then they had their pen and they were looking through the books, right?
Yeah.
And then they come to like an underground bunker.
Right. That was the shelter that Minerva said that he was going to meet them at.
And there's a guy there.
There's a guy there.
Like when they find out where the shelter is, they go to the shelter and there's like a whole library and everything.
Yeah.
And then they meet a guy there who was like, I should just kill you all because like you don't know how this world works. And instead, he ends up taking them into like the forest. They're trying to get to the destination Goldie Pond.
No.
Did none of this happen in the anime?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Is it that different?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. No, in mine, in the series, the animated series, so like I said, season two opens up and they basically have taken refuge in a temple, and then they find out that Norman is still alive. And then he has this whole plot about how, so they get into the details about how the demons, I know we're completely spoilers for Jordan, by the way.
I feel bad because we're like,
Jordan, you need to watch the show. And we're sitting here like, dude, this is everything that's happening.
Nah, you know what it is too? This all sounds like such, it sounds like you guys are speaking fucking Spanish. I'm not going to remember. It's like, something about a forest.
Okay.
Just keep going. Do what you're doing.
All right. Hold on. So,
Just from what you're telling me, apparently the anime and the manga are different.
Really? What?
Just from what you're telling me right now.
Yeah, because so in the manga, there was never a part where they find out that Norman's like still alive.
No, Norman is dead.
Like dead.
I mean, as far as I know, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they just pushed forward a lot.
I don't know why they would do that unless they just made an... I don't know why they would even come up with a different storyline. None of that makes sense to me. Hold on.
I don't know. That's so weird. Now I'm trying to find answers to my questions and now I just have more fucking questions.
Right.
Now I might have to try to read the manga to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because there was a decent skip between season one and season two, like where I felt like it was kind of like it wasn't really connected, but it was.
Bro, this is like the weirdest. I've never. Hold on. I'm going back now in like issues just to see if I can find.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig a little bit on Hulu myself and find out what's going on with this storyline.
That's weird. Okay, so then maybe this come together at some point, but this part is very different.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's super strange.
That's so weird that they would do that type of like offshoot or like just completely take it out.
Yeah, so, like I don't understand. That's so odd.
Okay, so fuck.
So I can't give you any answers.
Right. Yeah. I might have to actually sit down and try to read the manga and see what they have taken out. And then I have to see how the manga ends, because the way the series ends, that's my whole thing. The series ends so like...
I heard it had a really bad ending.
Abruptly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended up so abruptly, and I'm sitting here like, that can't be it. That can't be all of it. Like, this was way too direct.
It's at least the second season, because it's still happening. Like, they're still writing it. And they have about, let's see, they have 181 issues.
Wow. Oh, my God. It can't, no.
Yeah.
See, so that doesn't.
It keeps going.
That is crazy to me, because that means that either one of two things, either they're going to, I don't even know, like, I'm so confused. The story ends in season two. Like, that's it. We got an ending. So for there to be more to the manga than there is to the anime, I guess maybe the show wasn't doing well, or I don't know. I don't even know, like, oh man, I'm going to have to dig into this. I'm going to have to look into this, because it's crazy. Like, it sounds to me like they took a lot out from whatever's currently available. It sounds to me like they rushed to finish the animated series, the anime itself, and the ending that we got was not great. It was not like everything up to the last like episode where you realize like, oh man, like this is it, like this is the end. It was anticlimactic. There was nothing happening. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's, I wonder so why they crazy. Did it like that. Yeah, I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
Well, that totally wrote like roadsided our upended that conversation. Like, what the fuck?
Trying to piece it all together. But that's even more infuriating then. Like to have that's like, oh man, because the series is really, really good. The series is great. But to take out all this story that is apparently not in the anime, but it's in the manga, like, why do that? Why not run with it? Why not give us more information? That's so weird that they would go ahead and differentiate the show from the manga so much. Like,
yeah.
I feel now like as like just the watcher of the anime that I was fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just left me hanging, like, you know? Like, what the hell? I got gypped here. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. That's definitely on my list of shit that I don't like, man. Like, to go ahead and take out all that information and to not include everything that is from the manga, like, I don't know who made that decision, but it's a terrible one. Like, just give us the story for what it's written. Like, you have thousands of episodes of fucking Naruto and One Piece and all these other things, like... Just from the show was great. So, and if they're still continuing the manga, why not just give us that? Why fucking give us the short end and give us a shit ending to the series?
But I don't think it was an ending to the series. I think it was, a cliffhanger for season two. Like,
no, there's no cliffhanger. There's none. There is none. I'm telling you right now that there was an ending. There's no way. I don't know. I can't say there's no way, but for them to do a season three after what I saw the ending of season two was, it wouldn't make any sense. I don't know, unless they try to get really crazy and much bigger, but like, I don't know. I feel like I got fucking the short end here. That's so nuts,
maybe,
man.
Maybe they skipped like all of the stuff that they have in the anime or in the manga and they just end it the way the manga does. I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no idea. I had so many questions because the way it ends, like, you know, I sat here and I was just like, well, what about this and what about that? And like this happens, but that means that this doesn't happen. So what's going on? And I was really confused. So that's why once you told me that you read the manga, I needed to find out where you were and if there were any differences. And now I'm starting to think that there really were just a huge just portions of this thing ripped out just so they can fit it into a short season. Maybe.
That's wild to me.
That's so crazy, man. That I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Now they're forcing me to read. Damn, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna have to do some more research. If anybody out there knows anything about the series and more about the manga and like you kind of like are further than us and there's more happening that you know about, please, by all means, hit us up on Twitter at PartyUpTweets and let us know, because I need answers. I need more answers now. I thought I only needed one answer. Now I need like fucking 16.
And now you need all of them.
Now I need all of the answers. Son of a bitch. Oh, my God.
I started reading Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, really? The manga for that one?
Yeah, because I started to read it a while ago, and then they were like, oh, we're doing the anime, and I'm like, all right, well, let me start reading the manga again.
Well, that series has been getting a lot of hype.
Yeah, a lot of the characters are really fun. There's a lot of good, like, you know, it's a mix of all the big shonen type of things, but it has, like, a good, like, demon hunter, you know, yokai type of thing going for it, and I really enjoy it. The anime, I've watched a few of the anime episodes, too. It's one of those things where they add all of those really annoying anime tropes where the manga doesn't have any of them. Like, there's a little bit of it. Like, you can see, like, you know, somebody's face go blank and what they're thinking. But, like, they overdo it in the anime, and it's super weird. I don't know why they do it.
Yeah, I don't know why you would. If it's not... Oh, my God. If it's not part of the original story or like an aspect or feature of the original character development or anything, why change it? Why give us something that wasn't there in the first place?
Jordan nailed it with that television series thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Okay.
But like they had to add to it because that's
things
what
for the appeal of a viewer versus a reader.
Yeah, the appeal of the what anime, you know, what it makes it, you know, like it's like, oh, we have to have those things where they fall over and have sweat things and think, have inner monologues while they're talking to a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's, oh my God. First they're taking shit out. Now they're adding shit. I mean, this is really driving me to wholeheartedly agree with you on your point that the book is better, you know, because it seems as though for now two series that's the case.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing is that it's not always the case because the manga for Demon Slayer is boring as shit.
Really?
Whereas the anime is really awesome. They really step it up for that.
That's so weird.
So like, yeah, it's like I guess it just depends. So far, my experience is the book is better. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy manga. I enjoy reading it. It helps me kill time when I'm, you know, whatever, when I can't always sit there and watch anime.
Yeah.
So I enjoy the ease of, you know, being able to read it wherever I want. You know what I mean?
True.
But I do appreciate that it cuts out a lot of the anime bullshit that we like kind of all complain about, you know?
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with you, man. That's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, Kaizen has been getting a lot of hype. I've been wanting to check it out. Mm. I mean, even with the anime tropes and shit like that, I mean, I'm so used to it from other series. Like, I still kind of want to check it out.
It's not annoying to where it's like, you know, like you would like turn it off because the rest of the stuff is kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
But I definitely notice it. I notice it a lot more.
So that's a show I'm going to have to watch. I need to watch this Demon Slayer one too, because that came out a little while ago and I couldn't stop hearing about it. Like everybody that's into anime was just like, oh my God, Demon Slayer. And I'm like, all right, now let me see what happens after the hype train. But no, even after like that died down, people are still like, yo, it was fucking awesome. So I think, isn't there a movie that came out with, that's supposed to come out or something with that, attached to that anime?
Which one?
For Demon Slayer?
Oh, is there?
Oh, I don't know. I thought there was a movie or something that was going to be coming out along for that anime. I don't know.
Yeah, there is.
I might have just gotten, there is.
No, you're right. The Mugen Train.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. That show garnered a lot of attention.
Do you like standalone anime movies?
No.
George's like, nope.
I've seen all of them.
Really?
For some reason.
Why not?
There are some that I like.
I actually, while we're having this conversation right now, this conversation and what we were talking about before with the filler stuff and everything like that is the exact reason. These movies feel like a blown up fucking filler episode. Like,
yeah, but they're almost like that, filler. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's just a lot. It just feels like stuff that is not like, I understand that every now and again, they make like these like movies that are kind of, and I hesitate to call them that, but like the anime like movies that are like they have to do something with the plot, but a lot of times they just fucking absolutely don't. Like, I remember when I was younger and more into anime, I saw and had all of the Naruto movies, I guess you could call them, that were all bullshit and none of them mattered, and they were just these
it was just a
piece of media for money. And I had all of the Bleach ones as well, and they were more entertaining, but still just this blown up shit that has no semblance
But that's what they are. They're just side stories with your favorite characters.
Yeah.
That's all they are. Like, I love the Dragon Ball Z ones.
Not interesting. Or
like the Bardock one and like the Future Trunks one, like the History of Trunks with the one-armed Gohan.
Right.
The new Broly movies. Yeah, I think Derek was even there.
Yeah, the new Broly movie was fucking amazing.
But that also did something there because
My Hero Heroes Rising, I loved.
okay, you loved. I think they're dumb. Like,
honestly, no. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, like, I feel like they're just, they're exactly what you said. They're not, they're supposed to be like little side stories. They're not like main character. You know, they're not like main battle stories or anything.
No, they don't have anything to do with the plot.
Well, yeah. See, here's the thing. Like, I feel like a movie based on the anime, right? Like, so a direct movie for that series can go one of two ways. It could absolutely be, like you said, Jordan, just nonsense filler of a story that doesn't quite make sense to the main plot. And that's kind of where one of my problems lies with it, because sometimes, a lot of the times, you'll see that movie come out and then they go, oh, well, nothing that happened here is canon. And it's like, why did you give me that movie then? If it's not going to supplement the main series. It's
like the Marvel what if.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole thing. Like, yeah, like that's marketed that way. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that with the anime movies.
Anime will put something out and, like, take the Brawley movie, for example. Like, that did something. That came out and made Brawley canon in the fucking DBZ universe, which was why it was one of the biggest reasons why there was such a massive hype to that. Yes. Like, so I understand like where that's coming from and how he fought, you know, Gogeta and everything like that. And I'm just like, okay, that does something. You got to see like Beerus there and Whis and everything. It's like, okay, cool. But like these other movies where it's like, okay, here's the Naruto side movie of them going on some kind of a mission to save a princess. Okay, how's that different than you could have made this an episode of him going and saving a fucking princess? It has nothing to do. True. I mean,
like, let's make a movie.
Back when it was like on and there was still like the quote unquote, I guess, like hype, when it was in its heyday, like when the plot was still in the middle of a like story and everything like that, don't give me like, oh, you want to see this random day where they're not doing the thing that you're already invested in? Like, no, I don't fucking care about that. It just it really just goes back to talking about filler. It's just like, no, I don't want to see what they do on their daily lives. There was a there was a whole filler episode that I once saw about, like, it was little short stories about, like, the characters. There was no fighting or anything going on. It's just the characters doing things. There was one of them, a short, I'm not even kidding, where Itachi was fucking making Sasuke eggs. That he kept on screwing up making the eggs because the yolk kept breaking, so he kept on making new eggs. This is a show about fucking ninjas who can literally put each other into different time space realities and murder each other
and
all this crazy shit and ramen. Yes, granted,
believe it. Okay,
go ahead. Tell me why I'm wrong and why I should like this. Go ahead,
please. No. Listen, I understand with those. Like, I totally get that. Like, that's annoying. But like for me, like, I guess maybe it's just the ones that I see, like when I talk about like the DBZ movies, like they introduce all these characters, you know, they have like whatever and they have them standing in the DBC universe. You know what I mean? But I guess like if it was like a Naruto one where Itachi is just cooking eggs, like that's stupid. I don't want to see that. But heroes like My Hero movies so far have been fun. You know what I mean? Like the new Dragon Ball Super movies
have
been great.
Does that have anything to do with the plot? Because I haven't seen them.
They like add like a side story, you know, whatever. It's not like,
so no, they don't specifically.
No, I mean, I have nothing to do with the story. Like,
I'm just asking, I don't care because like, it also,
for me, that's not a problem. You know, like
that's also what I'm saying is like for audiences like myself, it turns me off to want to watch any other anime movie that they could make, even if it potentially has something to do with the plot. So now you're just shooting yourself in the foot. Like, I'm looking at like all of like shonen properties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you making all these boring, stupid, like filler movie things? And then later on, you're going to be, oh, but we made a serious one. Well, I didn't see it because the first five you made were fucking stupid and had nothing to do with anything. And I hated it.
It just because they had nothing to do with it doesn't mean that it was stupid, though. Like, Heroes Rising had nothing to do with the main storyline, but like it still had all the characters that I liked watching them be, you know, awesome, you know?
Yeah, you got to differentiate the movies, because at where I said, like, you know, where I can agree with Jordan and say, like, yeah, this is dumb filler, it's non-canon,
yeah,
totally. Has nothing to do with it. A side adventure, I feel, is different. As long as they keep within... Here's the thing. If they keep within the realm of what's already been presented, I'm okay with a side adventure movie. Because I feel like there needs to be... some type of consistency where it comes to those type of movies. If they're pulling in the movie from events that happened in the series, or they reference the things that have already happened, and the movie takes place with all of these things in mind, I'm okay with that. I'm also okay if it later on in the series they may mention an event or something that happened in the movie, because then I feel like even though it was a side adventure that didn't necessarily have anything to do with the main story, that still was something that happened in the characters' lives, and that's still represented somewhere in the progression of the series. I'm okay with that. You know, like the Broly movie is a good example.
Right. Like the next one of the next My Hero movies that they wanted to make was a little bit more about All Might and have him, like, you know, while he was younger doing something. Like, for me, like, I want to see All Might in his heyday. You know what I mean?
But then that's a prequel. That's not like what we're talking about.
But it's still like the fucking, a one-off movie. It wasn't in the anime series. They never talked about it.
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's not like that's you're what creating I'm talking a thing about. That's like deviating, is what I'm saying.
Right.
I see to you guys' point. There is a difference between like filler and these movies and everything that's just like some stupid movies, shit that really doesn't matter. But some then there's movies. Some of them some that like movies, have... Right. They have an entertainment value, and like John said, like, you're watching the characters do what they do and be epic.
Right.
But it's like my whole thing with those also too is like you know what? No, yeah, you're right, because like in that respect, it's still like a thing that, because I can't look at the Broly movie and be like, I hated that, because I didn't hate that, but it also didn't have anything to do with what they were doing at the time. Like, it wasn't connected to the Tournament of Power or anything. But it also gave us something substantial. Like, he was made canon in that movie.
Yeah.
Right. But like they used a different villain in the My Hero movie. Which later on in the series, they sort of like make mention to, or they connect somehow, you know, but like it had nothing to do originally with, you know, whatever. They were just like, oh, it seems like he was an underling of the overlord himself, you know, whatever.
I just find it strange personally to create a situation where you can get me invested in a series and its plot and its characters, and then try to create a deviation of that and try to because that stuff solely just it thrives off of the popularity of the characters themselves. Like, those movies and everything were only made because like Naruto and stuff is so popular, so it got these movies that really don't have.
We want to see more of those characters, right?
But it's like, yeah, but it's not, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, it doesn't survive for me alone on like just the characters. Like, yeah, some of these characters I enjoy. Do I enjoy them enough that I want to see them in like some spin-off thing? I guess no, but I understand why other people do. Like, that's enough for some people, it's not enough for me.
Right.
I guess is what I'm explaining.
Right. Okay, what I'm slowly coming to realize here is that I think Jordan, I think you're putting across some deep information. I never knew that the world of anime would go as far as to steal a playbook from Hollywood, because that's what they do. That's what they do. It's all the same, more or less. So I understand your point, and that we got to be honest. You got to follow the money here, my man. It's all it is. It's a cash grab. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, it's right. It's the money in a name recognition, sure. But like, for I guess for fans and that certain aspect is like, I get to the characters that I love. I get to watch new adventures with, even though the show is over. Like, I think about like the Star Trek movies. The Star Trek movies came way after Star Trek had ended. You know what I mean? But I got to see more of those characters in different adventures that I didn't get to see in the show. So for me, like, that was like, all right, I get to see more of this. This is great.
Right. But this they didn't do it for you. Hold on, wait. Before you continue, God, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, they didn't do it for me.
I'm about to drop a line on John that he's laid it.
They don't do it for nerds.
They don't do it for nerds, John. They do it for money.
See, that's what I was just about to say.
Yes,
you
I
are
know,
the first person
that.
To tell us. You are the first person to tell us on this show. Nintendo doesn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
And yeah, like no, that. They don't.
What you're saying,
I'm not
right
saying
now
I'm is, not saying that movie producers or anything that they don't give a shit about us as whatever. Like they don't give a shit about us. But I like to see new adventures with the characters I like.
Right.
What
right.
the fuck? Why would you throw that in my face? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just saying that that's a point you would have. If I would have had your argument,
exactly,
John, you would have gone ahead and said that to me and be like, Derek, you need to understand. They don't do it for nerds, they do it exactly. for money.
Like, if I said the same thing about Super Mario,
this is a totally different
argument.
This is, I get to see more story. It has nothing to do with, you know, obviously, it has everything to do with money.
It, but that's that the both sides of this are applicable across the board, anime, movies, video game, everything.
Of course.
Like, that's how it is. But you can't take a stance on one side of the coin for certain things and then flip it for another and sit here and be like, well, for anime,
No, because the difference is that as a fan, I'm getting content. I'm saying Nintendo doesn't give a shit about you. They give a shit about money is because they're just giving you recycled garbage.
Well, what's the difference between enjoying... let's say, for instance, a movie based on an anime that doesn't exist anymore, giving you more adventures than it is a video game being released from a nostalgic character you used to love to play all the time. Technically, it's recycled garbage no matter how you look at it, right?
Oh, I meant when I talk about that, I talk about the games that like they like the Super Mario All-Stars that they just did or whatever, the 3D all where they just like here are all our games again in one package.
But there's a market for that is the situation.
Sure,
I was in that market because people buy them.
I'm just saying that's the difference. That's
so what I'm saying is
that they're giving to you new. I'm saying that that's where I'm coming from. The movies, it's new content coming from the old.
So hold on, wait, real quick.
But that doesn't matter. Entertainment's entertainment. If it's entertaining people,
I enjoy. I'm not saying that everyone. I'm just saying like Nintendo doesn't give a shit about you. None of these people do.
Right. So what John is saying is this, that if they were to just off the bat, just John, name me a classic anime that doesn't exist anymore. That's whatever. Like something that you've always loved.
We'll just say Dragon Ball Z for existence.
OK.
Or because they're making they're still making Super.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like an anime that was big that just doesn't, you know, from the past or whatever.
Say Cowboy Bebop.
Sure. Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. Yeah. That's a perfect example. Tell me. So you're telling me right now that as a fan of that anime, if they were to come out with a fully remastered collection of that anime, right, to make it look better than it was originally animated, but everything more or less is still the same. Right. Mm-hmm. If they came out with a full remaster of the whole series to make it look like up to date everything and made it look beautiful, that you wouldn't invest in that?
No.
Bullshit. Yeah, I call bullshit.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't know about that, man.
One, because I don't like Cowboy Bebop enough.
That's a shitty example.
No, but I'm just saying. You asked me to do one and it was over.
That
you didn't present me with the setup just so I can know what we're going to do. That's why I went with Dragon Ball Z. I have a fucking Dragon Ball Z tattoo.
Right. So let's say Dragon Ball original.
I still
wouldn't
do it.
Bullshit. You're so full of shit. You're so full of shit.
No, I wouldn't, because here's the thing. The difference is like I'll go see a new movie with the Dragon Ball characters because that's fucking awesome. Or like whatever, like or buy a new movie or whatever. But like, I don't need that old stuff, especially since like that old stuff is everywhere. But I also don't watch it anymore, just because like you know, like there's I guess there's new stuff to watch. I don't know. I mean, that's coming from a guy who watches Bob Burgers all the time. I don't know, bro. I had the weird.
I think
I'm never gonna fully understand this, man.
I know why this happened. Okay, the reason why we even asked you this question was because in the context of the conversation we were just having, it seemed like you were justifying it and trying to defend these movies that you like so much while completely going against that mindset show many times in the past.
Yeah, to me it's two different things.
That's weird, but okay. Only because I agree with Derek. There is a bit of there is a big element of a cash grab to these, and you're like defending them, but if this were something else, I don't feel like you'd be defending it. I feel like you'd be
I don't not think that they're cash grabs. They totally are. They're taking content that obviously we like as fans and giving us more of it. That's what they do.
John's
that's what they
is
do.
Very
that's
specific
job.
When it comes to how people are trying to grab his cash. That's really what it comes down to.
No, I don't think so. That's not the way I see it.
Anime movie cash grabs, thumbs up. Video game cash grabs, thumbs
look,
down.
I'm not,
get it.
But I'm not saying like, but there are
believe
ones that
it.
I don't see. There are ones that like I wouldn't pay for. There are ones like I never saw the Naruto ones, and I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like there are just certain ones. Like yeah, okay. I have you're a fan of something, so you buy extra content that they make. Like I mean, I'm just saying. Like, and I always say they don't give a shit about me. They don't care about me. All they care about is my money. So if you find joy in Nintendo products, giving them back the same shit, like whatever, then buy it by all means. I don't give a fuck. And it's the same way with me and my Dragon Ball movies. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't know what to tell you. This is what happens when you guys argue with me, because then at some point I just don't give a shit anymore.
What is this episode name?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I spent half this episode not even with my headphones on because you guys were talking about something I'm going to watch, and then the other half just being like, what the fuck? What is this episode right now?
This is what you would call in the anime world filler.
This is like part of the podcast filler. This has nothing to do with our plot.
This is filler. Yeah.
We should just try this again tomorrow. We'll just come up with something else.
This is the episode where we're all picking flowers and Jordan's making eggs for some reason.
And I'm making breakfast I keep fucking up the yolk.
Yeah. Oh, you fucked up. Do it again.
Listen, I love and respect both of your opinions in this in the pop culture realm.
Of course.
So much more than anyone else in the world.
Yours as well.
It's just
I feel like that shouldn't need to be said. Like I feel
no,
like
but I feel like that is why we are required to call each other out on things like that.
Nah, and I think both your opinions suck.
Listen,
Derek, stinks.
Listen, it stinks. Like I need my opinion to mean anything from a 6-piece chicken McNobody like you.
Whoa!
You should be dumped to diving for ham scraps, my friend.
Oh my heart. Oh my god.
I just wanted to use the line. I don't care.
I don't feel that. All right. So I really don't understand what we managed to accomplish on this episode.
I think we accomplished anything.
I don't think we really accomplished anything. I think that
we accomplished stuff on the show?
Right. Yeah, usually there's a point to a lot of our discussions, but this week we kind of just like freeballed it and just went with whatever
this
we were feeling.
This was free format, folks. I hope
this
you
was super
cash.
<Yeah.
laughs> I mean, it normally is that way, but yeah, there's some type of point to put across. I mean, I guess the only way I could really sum it up and wrap it all in a nice little package for everyone is that I don't even know that anime is a weird realm.
I could just
to
see, like, you know how you do your promos in the beginning? Your promo this week has to just be like, I don't know what the fuck we talked about, but enjoy.
Yeah.
Over the music bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. This week on the episode, we talk about anime and don't really make much sense. So enjoy.
Oh, God.
Bring a notepad.
Yeah, bring a notepad. At this point in the episode, it's going to be the most heavily edited episode out of every single one we've ever done.
It truly is, with the technical and with the just the conversation. Yeah.
I feel bad for you on this one.
Last week, I told the listeners to hit us up on Twitter about the format length. This week, they went from an hour and a half to maybe 40 minutes. So, short, sweet, and to absolutely no
point. And to absolutely no point.
No point. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, oh they all can't be 100th episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they all can't be a home run.
They all They all can't be home runs like that one was. Speaking of the 100th episode, to all the listeners that have managed to somewhat stay with us to this point, thank you. And make sure you go ahead and check out the most recently uploaded videos on our YouTube. Last summer, we marked a huge milestone with our 100th episode. And now you can go ahead and see the entire thing, all close to 4 hours, split into some chapters for everyone to skip through their favorite questions, but it is up on the YouTube along with the episodes of Dungeons and Sandwiches, along with episodes of the bonus round, which is all B-roll, mini-sodes, and full episodes that never got aired here on anchor.fm or wherever you might be hearing our podcast today. So make sure you find us on YouTube. The best way, honestly, is either searching Party Up Podcast, but even with the search, sometimes it's a little wonky. So my best suggestion is to add us and follow us on all of our other social media so you can stay in the loop with everything new that gets released. You can find us on Twitter at Party Up Tweets, on Facebook by searching Party Up Podcast, and of course on Instagram at the Party Up Podcast, and yeah, also find us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/partyuppodcast. So make sure you guys do that. Hopefully next week we'll come to the table with more.
solid plan.
So, yeah, that's it for all of that. John, how can people stay in touch with you and everything that you try to make sense of on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SomeBeardy2Love. That's the number two, not spelled out. GamingAccessWeekly.com for all your favorite video game news, reviews, and editorials. Twitch.tv/SB2L. And, of course, FableBeardCo.com, coupon code SB2L15 for 15% off your entire order.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right, Jordan, you're up. Take us out, baby.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening to another rousing episode of the Party Up Podcast. You are very welcome for such a concise and well-articulated episode. For myself, for Derek, and for John, we will see you next week. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Later.